It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you have had a tremendous Thursday. We got a lot to get into over the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got Damian Lillard on his way back to the Portland Trailblazers. We got T.J. Watt, who finally got a new contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got NFL players who, well, some of them in trouble. Rashee Rice is facing jail time. Well, he will be in jail. We got Jordan Addison, could be in trouble with the NFL. We got Von Miller officially letting everybody know that he is moving on to Washington. We're going to talk about the ESPY Awards from last night. Caitlin Clark officially out from the three-point contest in the All-Star game. We got some ratings. Ratings are in for Major League Baseball. It's still the most popular All-Star game, but a little bit of a ratings dip. We got so many things going on. We got some guests who are going to join us. Lawrence Murray is going to come through to talk some basketball with us, courtesy of The Athletic. We got Ben Standing, who will be here with us to come through and talk about some football. Anyway, you can always tune into the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh yeah, it's no sports going on right now, but still a lot to talk about. You want to reach out? You can do so. Phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me all over the internet. I exist at JR Sport Brief. And man, it's a lot to do. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Botcher, how are you? Did you also get a new contract, recipient of a big deal?
With all the contracts I've seen, I wouldn't be surprised if I get one soon. But no, none right now.
Well, let's talk about the big contract that came through earlier today. T.J. Watt, finally getting paid, doesn't have to worry about a thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Listen to the news that broke earlier today, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got breaking news into CBS Sports HQ, where the Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to a massive new contract with star pass rusher T.J. Watt. According to our NFL insider Jonathan Jones, Watt will receive a three-year deal worth $123 million, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league. He's a seven-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro, league's Defensive Player of the Year in 2021. The stats are impressive, but for him and his team, you would have to imagine that 41 flat has him at the top.
Yeah, he is making more money than anybody who's not a quarterback. And that used to be Myles Garrett, who's sitting at $40 million a year. T.J. Watt now gets himself a contract that pays him $41 per. You think about all the deals that have been handed out from the edge rushers just this offseason. Max Crosby got things started. $35.5 million to get the quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders. Then you move on to Myles Garrett, the man who initially started the offseason and said, I don't want to be in Cleveland. I don't want to be here. I want to go somewhere where I can win a championship. And then the Browns said, shut up. Here's $40 million. And he took it. And all of a sudden, everything is now great in Cleveland. T.J. Watt is about to be 31 years old at the beginning of the season. He had 11.5 sacks last year. He's getting paid. He's getting paid for a Pittsburgh Steelers team that has just continued to add body after body after body. Am I now looking at the Steelers and going, oh my God, this is a team that will definitely win the AFC North? No. Even though they added Aaron Rodgers? No. DK Metcalf? No. They just drafted Malachi Starks to help him out at cornerback? No. Jalen Ramsey, also in the building? No. Remember, they also brought in Jonnu Smith as a result as well. No. Darius Slay comes over from the other Pennsylvania team? No. These are a bunch of hired mercenaries to try to squeeze as much as you can out of the current Steelers. And if things don't work out, the Steelers will go out there and they'll just draft themselves a quarterback, because we know Aaron Rodgers is not the long-term solution. But if you're bringing him in, you might as well swing for the fences. And as it relates to TJ Watt, the Steelers have been a model of consistency in the NFL. The Steelers are not one of these jackass organizations that, you know, get pushed over, that make dumb decisions, at least, too dumb. They could have paid TJ Watt last year. They wouldn't be at this position to now pay him $41 million. But they're not the Bengals, okay? They're not the Dallas Cowboys. They're not running and just, you know, going by every whim and every feeling that they have. I didn't think that TJ Watt was going to leave. When the Steelers get rid of guys, the Steelers get rid of jackasses. TJ Watt doesn't bother anybody. It's not Antonio Brown. It's not Santonio Holmes. This is a guy who just shows up and is on a Hall of Fame trajectory, just like his brother. This man has more sacks than anybody in the NFL, even Myles Garrett, since 2020. He had 15 sacks that year. He had 22.5 sacks the next year. The very next year, he had 5.5, bad year for him, injuries. 2023, 19, last year, 11.5. You knew he was going to get paid. Because the Steelers aren't one of these, like I say, fly-by-night, fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants organizations. Mike Tomlin pretty much told us this just last month. Mike Tomlin said, man, don't worry about it. We're going to bring TJ Watt back. I feel good about it. Listen to this.
You know, I'm not going to get into speculation there. You guys know what negotiations is about. I'm optimistic we're going to get things done because we got two sides that want to get things done. When that's going to occur, I do not know.
Yeah, it's pretty funny when you get certain NFL players who try to negotiate. Brandon Ayuk spent all of last offseason trying to openly flirt with Washington to pretty much make his way, you know, east, get out of San Francisco. He knew a deal wasn't coming. They ultimately did pay him. Debo Samuel's the one who went east. But Brandon Ayuk is over here openly flirting with his old teammate, old Sun Devil, Jaden Daniels. He's putting posts up. He's putting up videos. He's trying to complain his way out. The most that TJ Watt did is put up a social media post where he threw up the peace sign. That's it. Like, that's the crazy ambiguous message that he wants to send on social media. Nobody took this serious that he was leaving. He was always going to be a member of the Steelers. He wasn't going nowhere. Bacha, did you think this guy was gone?
No. He's a Steeler for life, and that's what they did.
Yeah, there's certain players that even when they play the game, it's just like, what are you doing? And sure, Kirk Cousins has also been a mercenary, just trying to squeeze every dollar and every cent out of every team that he's been on. God bless him, as he should. But even Kirk Cousins this offseason, trying to force his way out of here in Atlanta, he's over here putting up photos, hanging out in Cleveland and going to local restaurants. And then, of course, you know, everybody but them and their mother ended up being a Cleveland Brown, except for Kirk Cousins, Joe Flacco, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel. I can go on and on and on. Congratulations to TJ Watt. And congratulations to the Steelers. Maybe, just maybe, this time the Steelers will do a little bit more than, go to the wild card round and lose like they did last year against Buffalo. Like they did the year before, Baltimore. Like they did the year before against Buffalo. Or 2 years before that when they lost in the wild card round against Kansas City. Or like they did in 2020 when they went to the wild card and lost against Cleveland. It's been a while. They have not been to the divisional round of the postseason, the Steelers have, since 2017. And by the way, they lost to Jacksonville. Yeah, people have reason to be upset with Mike Tomlin, but he is one of the, I think, steadiest coaches in the league. He's one of the most appreciated coaches in the league. I think he's one of the most respected coaches in the league. And when you have a league where the players don't give a rat's behind about the coaches and who's running the squad, that's not how it is in Pittsburgh. I like the moves. I like all the veterans that they've brought in. I told you about the Jonnu Smith, the Jalen Ramseys, even the Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be an improvement at quarterback. But I'm not expecting his team to win no Super Bowl. Maybe, just maybe, the Pittsburgh Steelers will advance past the wild card round. And at that point, people can lay off Mike Tomlin for a little while. They'll still want to fire him. Then everybody in Pittsburgh has to deal with the Aaron Rodgers conundrum. Congratulations there. But at least you got T.J. Watt. Got himself a brand new contract here with the Pittsburgh Steelers, making $41 million a year. He is the highest paid man in the NFL. That is not a quarterback. But here's the thing. How long is that going to last? I mean, in one offseason, I told you about Max Crosby getting his contract moved up to $35.5 million a year. I told you about Myles Garrett. The Cleveland Browns have decided to back up the Brinks truck and keep him in town, keep him in Ohio before he goes to Canton at $40 million a year. And now we got T.J. Watt making $41 million. There is a guy out here looking for a new contract. There is another edge rusher who, although I don't think he is going to hold out, I think he might hold in. That's Michael Parsons of the Dallas Cowboys. Michael Parsons is not 30 years old. Michael Parsons is one of the best edge rushers in the game. Michael Parsons is looking for a new deal here with the Dallas Cowboys. And if Myles Garrett is getting 40, and then you got T.J. Watt, who just got 41, and you have a guy who is about 5 years younger than him, due for a new contract coming off of his rookie deal, I would say that Michael Parsons is probably in line to make $42 to $43 million a year. I know that sounds nuts. You know, is Jerry Jones going to play a hardball? I can't see him making more than 43. But I think Micah Parsons is going to show up to Dallas Cowboys training camp. I think he will be in attendance. But I think how much he participates, if at all, in team activities is to be seen. I think this man will be in the weight room. He'll show up, run a couple drills, and then he'll sit down. And then he'll talk to the media, because this will put pressure, as much as you can reasonably put pressure on Jerry Jones. This will put pressure on Jerry Jones to get a deal done. Just this past season, Michael Parsons, 12 sacks. The year before that, 14 sacks. The year before that, 13.5 sacks. His rookie season with the Dallas Cowboys coming out of Penn State in 2021. 13 sacks. He's getting paid. Is he going to get paid $1 million more than T.J. Watt? Is it $2 million more? I mean, come on now. The Dallas Cowboys are looking at Dak Prescott. They're paying him $60 million a year. Jerry Jones isn't cheap. He just drives a ridiculously hard bargain. We got to see what happens in that regard. Botcher, where do you think he's going for? He's going to make more than T.J. Watt.
Oh, most definitely. Because they always want to one-up each other. So, I don't know, 41-5, 42?
A half?
Yeah, a half still counts. You're still the top paid.
Yeah, but I think it's not even a matter of wanting to one-up each other. Of course they do. But when you actually sit down and negotiate, one of the things that you look at is his age. And you go, hey, my guy is younger. He hasn't even peaked yet. He's not even in his physical prime. Those are things to take into consideration. And so I think I'd be surprised. I'll put it to you this way. I'd be surprised if it's only a half. Like, it will only be a half if he decides to sit all through training camp. Jerry Jones doesn't budge. And then he says, you know what, screw it. I'll settle for a half. But if I'm his agent, shout outs to David Mellegutta. If I'm his agent, I'm showing up and I'm saying, no, you guys to pay him more. And these are the reasons why. He's the model of consistency. He's been doing this since he's a rookie. He's younger than all these other guys. This bodes well for my, if I'm Michael Parsons, I'm licking my chops today. I'm happy and I'm thrilled. The Pittsburgh Steelers wanted to get this deal done before they got to camp, because they're the Steelers. They don't want no distractions. They just want to show up and work. They don't need this. They have enough of all of the distractions with Aaron Rodgers. They didn't need to be asked about T.J. Watt at the beginning of camp. The Dallas Cowboys, oh, they love this. They might as well have their own special edition of Hard Knocks that they run on YouTube or X or Twitter or Facebook, whatever the hell you want to call it. The Dallas Cowboys, they love them some drama. Now, Michael Parsons is going to get paid. Today might also signal a disappointment for another player. I'm sorry to Trey Hendrickson. Sorry, buddy. I don't care how many sacks you had the past couple of seasons. 17 and a half the past two. Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals is not getting this money. Okay, he is also on the other side of 30. He's not a great run stopper. He can go out there and get the quarterback. But he's not Myles Garrett, okay? He is not Michael Parsons. And the Cincinnati Bengals, we've already seen the cash that they've outlined to the wide receivers, Jamar Chase, what they gave to T. Higgins. Trey Hendrickson may have to really settle for a team-friendly deal because who's trading for this guy? Like, at this point of the year, who's trading him? Who's bringing him in? Who thinks that, you know, he's well worth it to now pay him what? Ain't nobody paying him $40 million. He may have to settle into that Max Crosby range, or maybe he will settle for 37, 38. I don't know, but are the Bengals paying that? I don't think so. Michael Parsons, good for you. You're going to make more money than any of these edge rushers. And Trey Hendrickson, he's always said it's not about the money. He's always said he doesn't want to be the highest paid. We don't know what that number is, but one thing we do know, the Bengals are cheap. Yeah, they'll make you pay for water at the facility. Cheap. That's a little bit of an exaggeration. Probably make you pay for, soda or juice. Protein bars. Yeah, that sounds like something they do. The Bengals would make the players pay for protein bars. Hey, good luck to Trey Hendrickson. Congratulations to Michael Parsons. And congratulations to the guy who just got paid. T.J. Watt. A new contract here in the NFL, the highest paid man, not a quarterback, 3-year contract, $123 million. And this will get the Steelers right back into the postseason. I don't know if they will advance past the divisional round, okay? I don't expect them to win the AFC North at all either. I'm still going to give that one. Still going to give that to the Ravens. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We have so much to get into. Damian Lillard is going back to Portland? What? Rashee Rice, I know where he's going. Eventually, he's going to spend 30 days in jail. I don't know what's going to happen with Jordan Addison, the wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. Von Miller, I know where he's going. To the Commanders. Caitlin Clark, not going to the All-Star game or the three-point contest. Major League Baseball All-Star ratings are, well, down just a little bit, but still high, relatively speaking, in comparison to other All-Star games. We got Lawrence Murray, who's going to join us to talk some basketball. Next hour, we got Ben Standing coming through to talk some football. If you want to talk as well, you can. Talk to America. Talk to me. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm just getting warmed up. I didn't even come out of the bullpen yet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, right before we went to break, we talked about this new contract that T.J. Watt received from the Pittsburgh Steelers. There was certainly the threat that he might hold out, that he might be traded. And that all along just sounded like a bunch of crap. He has a new contract that pays him $41 million a year. That's the most money allocated to any player in the NFL who is not a quarterback. Myles Garrett is making 40. T.J. Watt is now out here making 41. What does this mean for Trey Hendrickson? He ain't making 40, I'll tell you that much. What does this mean for Michael Parsons? Man, I think Michael Parsons is probably licking his chops. He's going, hey, I'm younger. I'm better. I got more upside than T.J. Watt. Pay me. Okay? Speaking of contracts, I still can't believe this. Well, I can believe it. It's quite believable. We're going to talk about this at the top of the hour. Damian Lillard is returning to the Portland Trailblazers. You heard me correctly. Damian Lillard, who was not bought out of his contract, but he was amnestied by the Blazers. The Bucks. His money's going to get spread out over the next several years. Damian Lillard said, I can stick around. He says, I can go back home. He's going back to the Portland Trailblazers. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. And then I'm going to tell you where Rashee Rice is going, okay? It's not someplace that anybody wants to be. And it's not the Chiefs, okay? 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to San Diego. Let's talk to Mason. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mason, what's up?
What's up, JR? Appreciate you, brother.
Certainly. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know what? I don't think that Jerry Jones is going to pay Micah Parsons. Hey, you know what? He made a comment last year that maybe I read into it a little bit more than it was. But I don't know if you remember. He said, we're all in. Do you remember when he said that?
Who are you talking about, Jerry Jones?
I'm talking about Jerry Jones. He had made a comment last year and said, we're all in. And I thought I took it as, hey, I'm paying y'all already, and we haven't won anything. And he did pay Dak Prescott. But then, he ended up paying the wide receiver too. But he could have paid Micah last year, but he didn't.
He doesn't pay anybody until the final minute and the final second. Jerry Jones takes the approach of, you know what? I'm gonna make people sweat, and I'm gonna make them work hard until the end of their contract. I mean, he's done the same thing when it comes down to the coaches. And as you mentioned, a wide receiver, that's CeeDee Lamb. He is not shy in utilizing the strategy of, I'm going to push you to the limit to try to get the best performance out of you. But at the same time, he's not smart enough to just go, man, I'm going to save money. and I get it. I understand it. The Los Angeles Lakers, and thank you, Mason, for calling from San Diego. The Los Angeles Lakers just sold for $10 billion. I feel like the last time that I looked, the Dallas Cowboys were at a $10 billion valuation. Now, let's be real. That valuation is up. The Dallas Cowboys, as it stands right now, are probably worth $15 billion. We just heard from Eli Manning last week, who pretty much confirmed that the Giants are in that $10 billion range. I'd probably push a little bit higher. But the Dallas Cowboys are probably the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth. And so maybe Jerry Jones takes the approach of, well, I don't care how much anybody costs. I'll pay it fine. I mean, he's paying Dak Prescott $60 million to be the, I don't know, he's a top 10 QB, probably most closer to 10, but he ain't at the top. Come on now. You all things considered, should he be the highest paid QB in the game? No. He's getting that money because he plays for the Cowboys. And so Jerry Jones is going to pay Micah Parsons. I think Jerry Jones wants him to be the highest paid, defensive end, quarterback seeker in the damn game, because it sounds good. Dallas Cowboys have to have the best of the best. The Dallas Cowboys have to send out the highest paid. The Dallas Cowboys this, Dallas Cowboys that. Micah Parsons is going to get paid. And Jerry Jones says a lot of stuff. Because Jerry Jones sat at a press conference or stood up at a press conference and said, we're all in, because he said we're, oh my God, that's creepy. Scared the living daylights out of me. Hey, play that again. We're all in. Because he said that, that's supposed to mean something? No. Jerry Jones says wild things all the time. And they were not all in last year. They were ridiculous. Come on now. Jerry Jones, in the wintertime, was being asked questions about, well, didn't you think it was a better idea to go ahead and, you know, don't you regret not adding Derrick Henry? He ain't had no answer for that. They weren't all in on nothing. All in for the Dallas Cowboys was what, revisiting Ezekiel Elliott? Come on, we don't want that. Who wants that? Nobody. Botch, is he even on a team? Ezekiel Elliott is probably on vacation somewhere right now, huh?
I highly doubt it. If I was him, I would stay retired.
Ouch. Yeah, he can't get no. Yeah, he can't get off the line anymore. He's done. Body has betrayed him. Come on, the former Cowboys running back still unemployed as training camp begins. There we go. Ex-Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott may be contemplating retirement after 9 seasons in. Let me take another sigh. He was cooked. He was cooked. Chargers signed him in the postseason for nothing. There was nothing going on there. There was nothing going on with the Chargers, and there was nothing going on with him. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we know where T.J. Watt is going. Nowhere. T.J. Watt is going to stick around in Pittsburgh. I'm going to tell you about Rashee Rice. He might be back with the Chiefs, but it looks like he's going to have himself a little jailhouse stint as well. We'll talk about Jordan Addison, the wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. Looked like he might be in for the same punishment. Maybe not. The NFL may put him behind proverbial bars. And then we got Von Miller. He's avoided being behind bars, but he's now on his way to Washington. We'll talk about Von Miller, Rashee Rice, get into Jordan Addison. I'll get to your calls. There's so much going on in sports. I told you at the top of the hour, we will talk about Damian Lillard and the fact that he's returning to the Portland Trail Blazers. The phone number, if you want to talk to me, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We paid our bills. The phone number works. And right now it's time for a news flash on the Infinity Sports Network. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai's 2025 hybrid vehicle lineup. Advanced safety and technology meets hybrid efficiency. It's the best of both worlds. Hey, when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about what the heck is going on with Damian Lillard. The man is a free agent, or was a free agent, had the ability to go wherever he wanted to go, could chase a ring, could chase a championship. He decided to go back to Portland. Okay, all right. Some things have got other reasons besides basketball. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. We talked about the deal that T.J. Watt received. 3 years, $143 million. What does this mean for Michael Parsons? What does this mean for Trey Hendrickson? And then I told you there's some other guys who got not really clarity. They received just a little bit of clarity, so still some ambiguity as to what happens next. I'm talking about Rashee Rice. Yeah, the guy who wanted to race a Lamborghini in Dallas last year, wanted to crash the Lamborghini, injuring a couple of folks. Thank God nobody died. Yeah, Rashee Rice is apparently, he's in some trouble. Not by the NFL yet. He is in trouble with the NFL. He's going to be suspended some games. Let's take a listen to the news. This is the report that we received earlier today via Fox 4 in Texas.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice agrees to a plea bargain today that puts him on 5 years probation requires him also to make restitution to the victims from his racing on Central Expressway last spring. But the judge has also added a bit of jail time in this decision. Fox's Sean Rabb joins us live at the Frank Crowley Courthouse with the latest. Sean.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. And let me just tell you, plea bargains normally move very quickly because the deal's already been done. But that wasn't the case today, and the reason it wasn't is because the conditions that had been worked out in this plea bargain between the DA's office and the defense attorneys for Rashee Rice, 5 years probation, restitution to the victims, their medical bills, which have already been paid, that restitution's already been given. But the plea bargain included no jail time for what happened on Central Expressway, and that gave the judge pause.
Yeah, now he got to serve 30 days. Now, whether he pops in and out for a couple weekends here and there, we're going to find that out. I highly doubt he's just in there for 30 days. I mean, he's sentenced to jail time, not going to prison. So we'll see what happens with Rashee Rice. And that isn't even so much about, you know, the Chiefs or the NFL. He's going to get suspended. Now, he did miss plenty of time last year. He missed three quarters of the season after ripping up his knee. And there were concerns, there was a little bit of optimism that he may come back last year, may do this. He didn't. And so this year, he's going to miss some time. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs were still able to go to the Super Bowl without him, but maybe things would have been a little different if he was out there. We know Travis Kelce, even at his older age, he still might be option number one. Xavier Worthy expected to, you know, pick up some more slack moving into his second year. And then you still have Hollywood Brown there. So Rashee Rice, it really don't matter when he comes back throughout the course of the season, as long as he can help out the Kansas City Chiefs at the end. And so he is going to face a suspension. Is it 3 games, 4 games, 5 games, 6 games? The NFL is going to hit him hard. And they're not stupid, him and his legal team. They already knew well enough to start priming a pump. You have to sound remorseful. You have to apologize. You have to do community service. You have to let everybody know that what you did driving a Lamborghini and racing it down a damn street in the daytime is you're just an idiot. You are a jackass. You could have killed people. And then not only did he have the accident, he decided to leave the scene of the accident. You're leaving the scene? Come on, man. Last year. This is him. I want you to hear what she writes from last year. He sounded so sad. He says, I've learned and I've grown and I've learned so much.
I've learned so much from that. All I could do is, you know, mature and continue to grow from that. And this is, you know, a step in, you know, a better direction for me.
You might recall almost immediately after that, just a couple weeks later, he got into an incident out at a club where he punched a photographer. The photographer ultimately didn't press charges. But listen, if I'm in trouble for something like that, I don't know, racing a Lamborghini in a busy street, injuring a couple of people, causing an accident, leaving the scene, I'm not going out to no club when I could be facing jail time. That's just me. I'm not an NFL player. I'm not Teflon. But that's just me, regardless of whether somebody pressed charges or not. Rashee Rice, he's going to be in some trouble with the NFL. They're going to slap him with a nice suspension. And speaking of maybe potentially missing some time, Jordan Addison, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, great wide receiver, especially opposite Justin Jefferson. Last July, he was charged with a DUI. He was sleeping in a white Rolls Royce. He was blocking traffic out in Los Angeles. He pled no contest. And as of today, we learned that he is facing 12 months probation. He got a $400 fine, a chump change for him, and he has to sit around and take some online courses. But the NFL is likely to hit him with a suspension as well. After falling asleep at the wheel of a white Rolls Royce and blocking traffic, Jordan Addison said, my team had my back. Oh, I'm sure the Vikings did.
I'm just blessed to be here in front of you guys. This is probably the most peace I felt just being out here with my teammates. And, you know, they've been walking with me. They've had their arms around me the whole time, the whole situation. So, you know, really, I'm just blessed to be here right now.
So are you going to fall asleep in your white Rolls Royce blocking traffic in Los Angeles again? Is it ever going to happen again, Jordan Addison?
Just take it one day at a time. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting one foot in front of the other. And like I said, I'm just going to come out here and score touchdowns for my team and just be a great teammate, be a great son, be a great brother, and just keep learning from my mistakes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got it all figured out right now, but, you know, I'm just going to keep moving forward.
Okay. In July 2023, he was cited for going 140 miles per hour. And that one, he just got a fine. Let me say that again. He was cited for going 140 miles per hour. What are we doing? Okay. Shout outs to everybody at the Motor Speedway or whatever they call it, the F1 track in Austin, Texas. They let my dumb ass get into a McLaren. And they said, hey, race around. They didn't say do what you want. Trust me, they didn't say that. They said, get in this McLaren and then just drive around the track real fast. I don't even remember the max. They may have let me go. The max they may have let me go was 140, maybe a little bit more than that. And I'm doing that on a track by myself with a professional in the car. Why is somebody going 140 miles per hour on the open road? This ain't the Autobahn. This is not Germany. This is not a private island. Botcha, 140 miles per hour?
If I went 140, my car would break down into pieces. I don't know how these guys are just capable of doing it with no self-awareness on how fast they're going.
Yeah. No, they know. It's just, but why do you even want to take the risk with your own body? Your life?
Adrenaline?
140?
The only thing would be adrenaline they get out of
stupidity. Bruh, you go on 140. You can't even see what's coming. You hit a, you can see the road, but this is not, they're not a video game. You out here going 140 and you hit a rock, or you are going 140 and you hit a twig. You hitting 140 and you hit the wrong thing. You dead. And so, yeah, I would hope for Jordan Addison, he's kind of learned his lesson here. That's crazy. 140 miles per hour. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Jordan is here from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. Jordan, what's up?
What's up, JR? I called a couple of days ago talking about LeBron James. I don't know anything about basketball. I'll tell you that much. I do know about the Steelers, though.
Hold on. Why are you talking so fast? Hold on. If you're not familiar with LeBron James or basketball, you did call up and you said he was washed up and done.
I did.
So if you're not familiar with the guy, and you admittedly say you don't know anything, why would you call and make that point?
I thought it was funny.
It wasn't funny. So are you prepared to say something else today that has substance, or should we prepare for comedy hour?
Oh, no, I am. I'm dead serious on this one. I actually know about the Steelers.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. T.J. Watt was not worth all that money. I give Lamar Jackson a bad rap because he doesn't do anything in the playoffs. What has T.J. Watt done? Nothing.
Okay. No, reasonable. What does he have in his postseason career? He's sitting at just a couple sacks, all things considered?
Yeah. Exactly. I know we're trying to build a team, but we got Aaron Rodgers. Like, what are we going to do? If we had, a good quarterback, I guess that would make sense because, a linebacker can't do anything. I'll give him that, but still.
So, according to you, the guy who doesn't throw the football but has to go get the quarterback and could certainly change things, how much money would you pay T.J. Watt? If he's not worth the $41 million, what would you pay him?
I would trade him. I want to pay him.
Okay, you would trade him to who and for what?
I would trade him to whoever would buy, probably namely the Lions, and we got two first-round picks. I'd trade up, try and get a quarterback.
Okay. You know this isn't Madden, right? I mean, if I'm the Detroit Lions, I've already paid out my backside for my entire offense. If I'm staring Aiden Hutchinson in the face and I got to go ahead and pay him, why, if I'm the Detroit Lions, would I now all of a sudden say I want to give up draft capital for T.J. Watt?
That's fair.
It is fair.
Any team that would take him, I'd trade him, to be honest.
Okay. Well, that's the easy thing to say. I mean, playing GM, I don't know. And thank you, Jordan, for calling from Pittsburgh. I mean, we can all sit around in our imaginary chairs and spin around and just go, well, you know what? I'd trade him. To where? For what? To who's grabbing him? Are we doing that? And T.J. Watt and his three postseason appearances, he has a grand total of one sack. And so now that means you don't pay him? Is he just getting paid for the postseason? Is that what happens? Should we just look at Joe Burrow and say, hey, bro, you got to give some of that money back because you can't get to the postseason? What are we doing here? Maybe Dak should give some money back too. And these guys are quarterbacks. I mean, anything to beat up on T.J. Watt, everybody has a solution. Trade the guy. Don't pay the guy. Don't keep him around. Move him. These teams don't operate in a silo. They actually have to have somebody willing to work with them and go out there and play ball. It's not as simple. I'm not mad at the Steelers giving T.J. Watt $41 million. I mean, by the time he gets to the end of the deal, and this is all funny money, by the time he gets to the end of the contract, he'll probably be looking for more money. He's going to be 3 years older than what he already is. He'll be in his almost mid-30s at that point in time. This is his last big contract. Let him enjoy it. And if you're a Steelers fan, the last thing I'd care about or worry about is T.J. Watt. If I got Aaron Rodgers on the team, they brought him in to help get them over the hump, I'd be looking at this entire scenario, this entire situation. I'd be saying to myself, why are we going to let one of the best pass rushers go? For what? Like, the name of the game is to go out there and compete for a title and actually move past the divisional round. Getting rid of T.J. Watt for draft picks is going to help him do that? That would put the Pittsburgh Steelers, that would put them in dummy range. They're not dummies. As a matter of fact, I think their Khan, their general manager, Omar Khan, just got a brand new contract extension. They are not stupid in Pittsburgh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back from break, I got to tell you about somebody. People might look at him like he's stupid. Damian Lillard going back to Portland? Ain't no championship there. We'll talk about it. The JR Sport Brief Show.